Chapter 6 The Master of the House. Kathy was in her father's room for many hours, but finally Ellen made her go to her room and sleep. That same evening, Mr. Green, the lawyer, visited the Grange. He had a letter from Heathcliff, who was taking Thrushcross Grange for his son Linton. Heathcliff told all the servants that they could go, except for Ellen Dean. He said that he would come to Thrushcross Grange very soon. Catherine was allowed to stay in her home until her father's funeral was over. On the evening after the funeral, Kathy and Ellen were sitting in the library when they heard someone coming. Then Heathcliff walked into the room and shut the door behind him. Kathy stood up when she saw him and was going to leave the room, but Heathcliff grabbed her arm. "Stop," he said harshly. "Don't go away. I've come to take you back to your husband. I hope you'll be a good daughter and not tell my son to disobey me. I don't care if you like your husband or not. You will come. He's your problem now."
"Why can't she stay here?"
asked Ellen.
"Your son could live here, too."
Heathcliff stared at her as if she was stupid. "I'm going to find someone to come and live at the Grange," he said. "And I want my happy children around me. Now get ready to go."
"I will,"
Kathy replied.
"I know Linton loves me, and he is all I have to love in the world. But nobody loves you. Nobody will cry when you die. I'm happy I'm not you."
"Girl, I'll knock you dead if you stand there talking another minute," said her father-in-law fiercely. "Get ready to go." Kathy came to Ellen and kissed her. Her lips felt like ice, and she was shaking.
"Goodbye, Ellen,"
she said, trying to sound cheerful.
"Come and visit me sometimes."
"No," said Heathcliff loudly. "Ellen, I don't want you at my house. When I wish to speak to you, I'll come here." He told Kathy to go out. She obeyed, but when she stopped at the door, she gave Ellen a look that broke Ellen's heart. Ellen watched the two people walk down the garden. Kathy did not try to run away, although Heathcliff was almost dragging her away from the house. For many months, Ellen did not see Kathy. Once she tried to go to the Heights, but Joseph would not let her go in. Only the housekeeper, Zillah, told Ellen about Kathy when they met. Ellen learned that Kathy had cared for Linton for many weeks before he died. After Linton's funeral, Kathy did not leave her room for 2 weeks. During this time, she had changed. The sweet young girl whom Ellen had known was gone. Kathy had turned angry and hard, like the girl Lockwood met. She was not afraid of Heathcliff, and she fought with him and Hareton. The more she was hurt, the angrier and more hurtful to others she became. She lived in a world of bad feelings. This was the house that Lockwood had come to on that cold winter day.